Open my lips, Lord, to speak your words, and open our hearts to receive them. Amen. Please do sit down. We are at the beginning of Lent, and so I'm going to talk about temptation. Do you go, or have you ever been, to a gym? The idea of a gym is to build our physical fitness. And it's a good thing to do, even when we're older, to strengthen deteriorating muscles and make it much less likely that we fall over and injure ourselves. Balance is something that can go as we get older. Working in a gym can restore our weakening balance. Unused muscles cannot help when we need them in an emergency. And we can get injured, even seriously. Ash Wednesday today is the beginning of Lent. Lent is like a spiritual gym, a season of the year when we can choose to strengthen our spiritual muscles to be able to cope with unexpected temptation which comes round the corner. Temptation which come from the world, its standards which are so different from the standards of the kingdom of God. The flesh, when we're constantly pushed about by what our bodies are saying to us. And the devil, when we're being tempted spiritually, particularly giving priority to things which are less important than what God is calling us to do, or procrastinating about things which God is calling us to do. As with physical muscles, we need to put our spiritual muscles under stress to learn how to respond when we're tempted. The difference between strengthening our physical muscles and our spiritual muscles is that any spiritual discipline that we engage in can help us to resist any temptation. I don't know how good you are at dealing with temptation, but over the course of my life, I've had great sympathy with Oscar Wilde's great comment in his book, The Portrait of Dorian Gray. The only way to get rid of a temptation is to yield to it. Well, so I might argue that giving in to that, many of the sort of temptations that I face, an excessive interest in cake, for example, doesn't do harm to anyone else. I think I have actually been protected against really serious temptation, which could affect others, those I love. Only by life spent in regular self-discipline in small areas can we expect to be able to deal with serious and potentially disastrous temptation when it comes. But how can we use Lent to build our spiritual muscles? Firstly, I would recommend that we don't treat Lent as simply another way to diet. Not eating chocolate or cake really is too self-regarding to be a proper way to build our spiritual muscles. Because we have more than one motivation for doing it. Less sugar, less weight, as well as resisting something we want out of a wish to honour God. Let's instead build our spiritual muscles by determining to change our behaviour in positive ways this Lent, by adopting new patterns of behaviour, which we will of course be tempted to abandon when other priorities challenge them, like the temptation to abandon going to the gym in January. But how do we go about this? Well, last year you may recall that we had a Lent course on the diocesan rule of life. And establishing a rule of life and then sticking to it is a really good way of ensuring that we can ensure that we grow our spiritual muscles in response to temptation. For example, one of my tutors at Theological College had a rule of life that he always gave money to anyone who asked him. Always. Every single time. So, of course, as he explained that, one of the students from the back of the class says, "I'd like some money, please." And he immediately gave her 10 pence. I'm not suggesting that we all have that particular rule, but we might like to think about establishing a rule about when we give in the street and when we do not. And what I tend to do is to pray for discernment and do give if prompted to give to do so. But the key thing with a rule of life is to plan, to implement, and to review the rule which we establish. So first of all, plan. So tomorrow is the first day of Lent. I think that we should be deliberate about planning a rule of life. We should pray about it and see what God calls us to do. It should be challenging and not box-ticking. So taking us out of our comfort zone, out of what we would feel easy about doing, but not so difficult that we won't achieve it. And the diocesan rule of life is only a suggested approach. The rules suggest that we work out how we're going to live in three key areas: living, serving, and loving. And just at the back of the church, you'll see this little sheet, which Sharing God's Life, which gives some suggestions as to how one might organise that rule of life. The trouble with this pamphlet is that it's a bit complicated, and it makes it more of it than it needs to be in a way. And but it might give you a sense of the range of different rules that you might actually plan for your Lent. So let's keep it simple, and I suggest that we adopt three resolutions only three, something new that we're going to do during Lent in these areas of living, serving, and loving. And so these are mine. I'm going to listen to a Christian podcast with Lucy at least once a week. I haven't discussed this with her yet, but I'm going to listen to it anyway. And I've put it in the diary, so whether she's there or not, I don't know, but the plan is that she will be there. So that is living. Serving, I'm going to assemble and pray daily for a list of people in the parish that they come to faith in Jesus Christ. Loving, I'm going to be more disciplined about my conversation with people. And as I mentioned in the February edition of Itchen Valley News, I'm going to avoid the thud of being gloomy or negative in conversation. I'm going to be optimistic in all my conversations. I think you're a good example of someone who's optimistic, Teo, in conversations, and I'm going to seek to follow that example. It's always going to be a temptation to fall into the usual way of doing things, as we determinedly decide to emphasise these things that we've chosen to do for Lent, if other priorities come along and affect us. We need to resist. But Lent is about proceeding anyway, even if we don't want to. It's difficult, and so we will not be able to do this by ourselves. We'll need to call on the Holy Spirit to help us, to give us the self-discipline, to give us the persistence, and to change our hearts so that we want to stick to what we've decided to do. But if we can manage this, whatever it is that we've decided to do, whatever rule of life that we've decided to adopt during Lent, if we can manage this, as our habits change, so will our character. And we'll find that it's much easier to fight off really serious temptations when they arise. Amen.